The dichotomy of leadership, balancing the challenges of extreme ownership to lead and win, by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Key takeaways, summary, and analysis included. Written and narrated by Improvement Audio. Introduction. In this second book, written by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin, they explore several different areas that are challenging as a leader. The dichotomy of leadership. It requires for a leader to find balance between opposite forces. They use their knowledge of leadership in their military careers to help businesses succeed. This book can be read along with their first book, Extreme Ownership, to help leaders find balance in the workplace, learn how to effectively lead, and receive the highest goal, which is victory. This audio captures the key takeaways found in the original book. All fluff and unnecessary information has been removed to save you hours of time. If you've already read the original, this audio will help you cement the most important lessons. If you haven't, don't worry. Here you'll find all the practical information that you can apply. However, we do encourage you to purchase the original as well for a more comprehensive understanding of the subject. Introduction. Finding the Balance. J Block, South Central Ramadi, Iraq, 2006. Leif Babin tells an experience which he had when he was with a group of SEALs and Iraqi soldiers. Somebody calmly tells everyone to stand by to get some, which was a way to let everyone around them know that trouble was coming. Within seconds, a lot of bullets rain around them by insurgent soldiers. Although Leif and his men couldn't see them, they had powerful MK-48 and MK-46 machine guns, along with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. They were also covered with body armor. The guns and the armor were what kept him alive. Leif wasn't in charge, even though he knew exactly what decision to make if he had been. The officer in charge directs their move, and they start to run. One of Leif's buddies falls flat on his face. Leif runs up to him, expecting him to be dead, but he gets up laughing, telling Leif that he tripped. Within minutes, all the men were accounted for and safe, all because of their leader's decisions. Even though the officer in charge was an assistant, he was the one the men needed to follow. It's a great example of the dichotomy of leadership. There needs to be a balance in leadership, and all leaders must figure out what that is and what the chain of command is. They need to learn how to be ready to lead, but also ready to follow. The dichotomy, balancing the challenges of extreme ownership. This is the second book that Jocko Willink and Leif Babin have written. Their first book is called Extreme Ownership, which many readers and those in leadership in the military and in business enjoyed. In this book, The Dichotomy of Leadership, they talk about the idea that anyone who is in the position to be a leader must take ownership of everything around them in their world. They need to realize that mistakes happen, but not to put the blame on others. They should determine what went wrong when mistakes happen, come up with solutions to correct the mistakes, and do what they need to do to prevent the mistakes from happening again. But even the best leaders aren't perfect. What makes them good leaders is that they acknowledge the mistakes, take ownership, and make corrections. As each mistake is handled this way, the team and its leaders become stronger. In the book Extreme Ownership, 4 laws of combat were discussed. These books have greatly improved many businesses across the country and even internationally. 1. Cover and move. This includes teamwork. There needs to be support for each other in order to accomplish any type of mission. It doesn't matter who does what job. If one team fails, they all do. And when one team wins, everybody else does. 2. Simple. Things that are too complex can cause disaster. When plans get too detailed and too complex, the people in charge don't understand them. Orders must be simple and clear. Prioritize and execute. Sometimes, many problems can happen all at once. Leaders need to pull back and decide what the highest priority is, then communicate it clearly to the team. 4. Decentralized command. A single person can't